Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show is sponsored by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, Wiggy, a texter, says you're right. Case in point, Cam Newton injured preseason last night.
There you go.
Injuring the ankle, so why bother with preseason games?
Yeah, it's, you know, like Brandon King, right? As a special teams guy who gets hurt, you know, a guy that you're now going to have to replace him. And we all know that he can play special teams. What is last night, him playing in last night's game, prove to us?
So is it only for revenue then? Is that the only reason?
Yeah, that's the only reason. It's all about the NFL trying to make money, right? So they're able to sell their season ticket holders, and they got to sell them the same amount. They got to buy preseason. They're able to get, you know, TV money. People go down to the game. They spend money on, you know, food, drinks, that kind of thing. That's all it's for.
But there are some people who would never get to a game if it weren't for preseason. I mean, there's a lot of people who get the opportunity to go to a game because it's preseason.
The NFL is all worried about these helmets. I think they would have a lot safer players. The players would be far safer if they got rid of two preseason games instead of changing the helmets around every 5 years. I mean, Antonio Brown is not allowed to play because of his helmet, yet they have these players playing meaningless games for 60 minutes on the field just to get some cash.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I would rather see them, and I think they're headed to this, is eliminate two preseason games, and if you want to make money, add two regular season games to the season. Go with the 18-game schedule.
Well, the players, if they eliminated preseason, would the players agree to two more games?
Well, I think they would, because they would position it in the way of it's an opportunity for you to make more money. So players, that's all players care about in the NFL, is the opportunity to make more money. So, hey, if we can make more money, I'm all for it. They're not making anything in the preseason.
Not Tom Brady. He's playing for the love of the game. I mean, he wanted to be in there last night. He wanted to be in there prior to last
night.
That's
what he tells you, but behind closed doors, we all know. Come on, Tom,
really?
Let's be honest. That's what he tells everybody, but really, come on, you really want to play in preseason? No.
You don't think Tom Brady wants to be?
No, these guys don't want to play in preseason. They want to play in the regular season. No NFL player who's played in the league 3 years longer than 3 years wants to play in the preseason, maybe even 2 years.
No.
No. No, Greg. It's like I'm asking you, would you want to do a Saturday show?
Of course. I'd be happy to do a
Saturday. Stop lying.
I would be happy.
Come on, stop lying.
If asked, I would be happy to do a Saturday show.
All right.
I'd be happy to do a Saturday show.
All right, you're going to be on next Saturday.
Saturday show on Wednesday.
Right.
One of the, probably the biggest Bruins fan in, I should say, Boston sports fan in rock and roll, has called the show this morning because I think he wants to plug his boxing event this evening. Ken Casey from Dropkick Murphys is on the phone. Ken, are you there?
You know, you always got to say it in such a negative tone. Like, I'm not just calling to congratulate you on your new gig, say hi to Danielle and Wiggy. It's like he wants to plug something. Do you say Julian Edelman wants to plug his football career for Greg?
Well, no, Edelman.
I love you, Greg.
Edelman wants to sell books. That's why he wants to sell squirrel books. That's why.
I'll buy that book.
No, I know.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? By the way, the video that you posted of you guys singing to the cancer,
the Mighty Quinn,
who's fighting cancer, is just and you can't watch that without bawling your eyes out, Kenny.
Oh, he's a great kid, and, you know, he can't leave the house. So people a lot of people have been going by and visiting him at the window. They call it the Quindo, and he's right down in Weymouth, and, you know, puts a smile on his face. But you got to love kids, right? He's 4 years old. We show up. He asks if we can play a song called Monster by Skrillex. Talk about humbling. He's like, you know, Monster. And then we're trying to take a picture of him with the parents. You know, we're all out front, and we turn around, and he's just gone. You know, he's walked away, and he's watching TV. So it's like, kids will keep you humble, that's for sure. But he's got a great attitude, and he's, you know, such a positive kid. The family's great, and you know what? The community's been awesome supporting them. So it's nice to be able to be part of stuff like that, you know?
Wiggy, big Dropkicks fan?
I mean, we obviously know shipping up to Boston, but I will say this about Ken. I was at the event that he had a few months ago, his boxing event, and Encore, and it was, you know, I'm a boxing fan, so it was a tremendous night. All three fights were amazing, especially the last fight. I think it went 12 rounds with the kid from Stoneham,
Greg Vendetti. He won a world title at the debut at Encore. This is our second show coming up tonight. We got another title fight. We got five or six undefeated guys fighting world ranked guys, and I got to tell you, you know, I don't have to tell you. Probably, you know, you've been there. Encore is. They're doing it right over there. I mean, you know, they get this ballroom, and you look at it when I first went in, and I said, it's just going to look like a conference room. And then you come in for the fights, and they got it all blacked out, lights going crazy like it's Las Vegas. Like, they're really trying to – everything they do, they're trying to do top-notch. And, you know, people, there was great feedback to the first fights. And here we go again tonight. And, you know, we get a couple of 100 tickets left, but for the most part, it's, you know, almost sold out. So it's been a great partnership to – finally get a little help around here with boxing, just because obviously, you know, it's not, especially in this town, you know what I mean, where there's so much other sports to talk about, but there's a lot going on with great local talent in boxing, and Murphy's Boxing's finally, we got a deal with UFC Fight Pass. It's, you know, Dana White's getting ready to take over boxing soon too, so yeah. It's good to have his help, so these guys can be seen worldwide, you know, on a platform as well, you know.
Wiggy, you love boxing. What do you think it is about boxing? Why it's not where it was? Do you think it's because of UFC?
No, I think it's like boxing. It's about the names, right? When you think about when we watch boxing, it was the Mike Tyson, right? It was about the character and the names that we remember these boxing fighters. I wish they would have just like, there's so many belts. It's hard to figure out, like, Anthony Joshua or Dante Wilder or Tyson Fury. Who's really the heavyweight champ? Because there's so many belts. And, Ken could probably talk to it more than I can. But I think that's the biggest thing, because there's so many belts. And you really don't know who the names are besides Pacquiao, Mayweather. Yeah. But there are a lot of great fighters out there.
Well, I mean, a lot of it has to do with what you could say for Dana is, you know, in MMA, he took it over. So the big fights all happened when guys were in their prime, because you didn't have to negotiate between different promoters. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, the divisions between promoters kept things like Pacquiao, Mayweather one from happening, you know, when it should have happened. And, you know, so that's been tough on the sport, but in general, the sport has thrived. It's just become more of a, you know, a little bit more of a niche sport and kind of out of the main spotlight. But, you know, we got a lot of local kids here that are like, you know, on the verge of world title chances, Mark DeLuca being one of them, the kid in the main event tonight, Abraham Nova, he's, you know, he's a phenom. He, as an amateur, he won national titles, and as me, as a real hardcore boxing fan, you watch these guys, and you knew about them since the amateurs and the Olympic trials, and now all of a sudden they're 16-17-0, and they're right there. They just need that break to be able to, you know, turn into the next Pacquiao or whoever. And you know, so with a place like Encore, they get to fight more. We can do more events, and you know, it's like a band. You know, you got to have a venue to be able to play in and grow your fan base. So it's nice to finally have that help.
All right. So some tickets are available for tonight.
Yeah, they'll be at the door or on Ticketmaster, and we'd love the support. So thanks for spreading the word, and also looking forward to seeing you at our 10th annual Quite a Fun Golf Tournament with Bobby Orr, and I'm waiting for Wiggy to get back to me. He said he had a check with the boss, so maybe you guys can share an Uber down there. I got a room with two beds for you. So.
Oh, there you go.
All right. We're all set.
Yeah. All right, do you
nothing but the best for you guys.
Wiggy, do you snore?
I or do. Or my wife says I snore.
Do you use the CPAC machine there?
No.
CPAP machine?
Yeah, no, I snore. And right. She says I stop breathing too at night. So.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of do.
That's because she put the pillow over your face.
Yeah. That's the reason. Could be that on the chicken palm.
Do you talk in your sleep, too?
No, I don't talk in my sleep.
Amazing.
Yes, I try not to. You get in trouble talking in your sleep.
You sleep with one eye open, just in case Mrs. Wiggs is unhappy with you.
No, I'm not worried, concerned about her one bit.
Well, are you gonna go to Kenny Casey's golf tournament or not? He wants an answer right now. Why do you have to check with the missus?
Well, because it's not on the South Shore.
Yeah, me the boss. Yes. Yeah, no, Wiggy can do whatever he wants. he normally does. All right. And if you had to guess right now, would you guess that you would be performing Tessie or shipping up to Boston in Fenway Park in October, Ken?
I don't know. Little-known fact, last year, when they won in 2013, we sang the anthem and shipping up to Boston before the clinching game, we were on tap to do it again in Game 6, had they not won in LA, but I was in LA with my daughter for that game, so I wanted them to wrap it up. I got to be honest, I feel like the band's connection was more about that era, of the Ortiz era and those 3 seasons, and those years that we 3 years that we played on the field, and as I say it, I'll say it till I'm blue in the face, and everyone has a story of how they're responsible, but. The only 3 years we performed on the field in the playoffs is the 3 years they won. And I think I want to cash. I finally got a ring in 2013, and I think I want to cash out so I don't have to say we're 3-for-4. I'd rather say we're 3-for-3. You know?
Yeah.
Kenny, I think Kiss Me, I'm S-Faced would be more appropriate because that's how everyone's handling the end of the season.
that could be the new anthem for this year.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called. Good luck.
I love you guys.
Later, buddy.
Good luck tonight. All right. There's Ken Casey, Dropkick Murphys.
I'll see you on the Wiggy, I'll see you on the 13th.
Yeah, just commit to the guys' golf tournament, will you? It's for charity. It's for the kids.
Yeah, I've done it before. It's a good event.
I've done it before.
It's on the South Shore. That's always the and it's in the morning.
Well, it's the Cape.
Oh, forget
it. It's not the. It's the Cape. It's Cape Cod.
Yes. It'll be the day before.
Yeah, in the morning too. So
yeah. All right.
If I'm not working, I always try to make. I did meet Bobby Orr at his event. So
was that an honor for you?
Yeah, it was. Bobby Orr's. One of the greatest hockey players to ever live, and get a chance to meet him. And he's a great guy. Like, you think, and it's like, he's just shooting the breeze with me. And I'm like, yeah, my kid plays hockey. I'm a hockey player. Like, yeah, it's like, Bobby Orr.
Everybody that your career afforded you the opportunity to meet, who was the most important to you?
The most important to me?
Well, like, who are you most excited about meeting?
I was very excited about, and he's a non-athlete, but I've always said that Denzel Washington, for me, was, like, it was the greatest moment of my life to meet him. And on that night...
You must have droned on when talking to Denzel Washington.
Oh, he's a big sports fan, so him and I were able to talk about a lot of stuff, and it was right in the height of training day, so I actually got him to... recite his lines from training day, because I used to say, hey, listen, we always do this in the locker room, and he did it for me right at a party, having drinks. We talked about football. It was
Curtis,
a great experience.
Imagine how miserable Denzel Washington was.
He's never come back to Boston. No.
When Wiggy wanted him to start reciting lines from training day.
Hey, Denzel, I hate plots, don't you?
Yes. And him and I saw him on the Equalizer, and we talked again on the Equalizer. And since then, we've been great friends.
Yeah. Oh, you have?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
I blame my wife, though, on that same night at that same party, because, you know how women are. Not all women, but some women.
Yeah. Excuse me?
They got to take their time getting ready.
Right.
Yeah. It could take a little bit of time. So she took time getting ready. And as soon as we're walking in, Michael Jordan is kind of like him and I cross paths. We talked for a half a minute.
Yeah.
And this was right after we won the Super Bowl. and he was like, congratulations on your win.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was, because it was like a private party. It was for my buddy Rodney Pete, who I played with, and it was for his wife. And so there was like, you know, a lot of celebrities there. It was a private party. And so I was like, really? You know? He was like, yeah, I watched that Super Bowl, and it was great experience for me. And I, till this day, I blame my wife, because I could have been in the same party sitting down. Luckily, I was able to kick it with Denzel for about an hour
or so. Do you and Denzel still text?
Occasionally.
Yeah. You do occasionally?
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, you got to be.
Denzel, why aren't they putting me full time in the morning?
Well, you know, I asked that. He's like, I don't know. You must be dealing with idiots over there, because I've heard you before and you're amazing.
All right. Wiggy's here and we'll be right back.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Don't fix your weight problem, solve it with the proven solution for weight loss, Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Patriots beat the Panthers 10-3 last night in their third preseason game. Tom Brady saw his first action of the season, playing the entire first quarter and a bit of the second. Brian Hoyer did not play. Jared Stidham relieved Brady in the second and played the rest of the game. Pats moved to 3-0 this preseason. Their final preseason game is against the Giants next Thursday at Gillette. Little breaking news this morning right now, courtesy of Darren Revelle. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office have refused Tom Brady's filings of Tom Terrific, citing a false connection with Tom Seaver, who's been called that for 50 years.
Oh, yes. That's unfortunate.
It is, yes. The denial uncovered by attorney Josh Gerben, so sad news for Brady. By the way, last night, special teamer Brandon King carted off the field, is reportedly out for the season with a torn quad. Pat safety Patrick Chung indicted on August 8th in Belknap County, New Hampshire for felony possession of cocaine. Chung's arraignment set for Wednesday, August 28th at 8:45 a.m. Yesterday, it only took 12 minutes for Brock Holt to hit a walk-off double during the resumed game between the Sox and Royals. The Red Sox start an 8-game West Coast road trip tonight against the Padres in San Diego. 9:10 pregame on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. First pitch at 10:10 with Joe Castiglione and Josh Lewin. And finally, Celtics legend Bob Cousy was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Trump yesterday in an Oval Office ceremony. 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Rams summer clearance event. Get huge savings on new 2019 Ram 1500. Stop in 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram today. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
It's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive down the left field line toward the corner. And this ball hits on one hop off the wall. Here comes Owings with a winning run. And the Red Sox walk it off 5-4 in 10 innings. Just like that, they mob the rock star who's running for cover. I mean, he has panic in his step. He slides from going from the pitcher's mound to home plate and slides in there after Owings scores the winning run.
I traveled far and wide, laid this head in many folds. I was guided by a compass. I saw beauty.
The perfect day of baseball yesterday, at least for me at Fenway Park. What was it, 12? About 12 minutes, Curtis?
Yep.
Perfect day. And by the way, by all reports, everybody who was there loved that experience at Fenway Park yesterday.
It was a great day at Fenway, but I have to say, yesterday the Boston Globe was banning plastic bags.
Yes.
Today, Dugan Arnett, who has written several stories about the Patriots' interest being on the decline in this town, his boss, John Henry, in his newspaper today, wrote this glowing story about the wondrous day at Fenway. He even noted that Wally was shimmying his hips on the field as fans were walking around touching the monster in a joyful jubilee.
I don't know. Wally should be careful. I mean, I don't know if Wally is supposed to be shimmying his hips or not.
Don't touch the monster, honey.
Yeah, you got to be, because isn't there another one there? What's the girl's name?
Wally, there's Mrs. It's
Mrs. Wally.
I don't know.
You might want to be careful if he shimmy his hips.
I think they're cohabitating. Tessie.
Yeah, so you better be careful.
Course,
you know
Tessie.
Who he's shimmying his hips. I thought it was stupid.
What?
12 minutes of baseball. You know, these guys are. That was their travel day. I don't even think they wanted to be there. Like, that to me is the dumbest thing. Why do they even do that? The Red Sox are out of it. There's no chance. I mean, the game means nothing. It was a waste of time.
Well,
a waste of time. It was 12 minutes.
I mean, it was a waste of time for the players. They have to do this on their travel day.
Yeah, I'm sure they
Kansas
were.
Kansas City has to lay over and stop in Boston to play.
Yeah, I'm sure they were miserable. Yeah, but like, I'm
no
sure
one wants to do that.
But, I mean, I don't, Curtis, you're a curmudgeon. I mean, you're crabby about everything. Why can't you acknowledge what the Globe and others are writing, which is that it was a great day at the ballpark? I mean, the food was discounted.
Oh, let's get to the lead of this story from Dugan Arnett. Okay. The sun was shining at Fenway Park. The cost of a hot dog was knocked down to a nostalgic $1.
Yeah.
And tickets that are often impossible to get, why don't you write about that, Dugan, cost just $5 or nothing if you were a kid. I mean, it's just like, just let it be. The Red Sox are tweeting out left and right, the Aramark prices are down, they're slashing prices, this, that, and the other. It's like, great. It was a good day. Just let it be. We don't need to act like they reinvented something today. It was a baseball game.
Well, I think it's nostalgia, but I think, Wiggy, you probably don't care about nostalgia. Like, it probably doesn't. The nostalgia part of baseball doesn't matter to somebody like you. It doesn't matter.
Just because you can let the kids run on the field anytime. You know, if you want kids running on the field. And I mean, the only good thing I would say is, yes, it was a 12-minute baseball game. So right. If you could somehow make every game like that, then you know what? Maybe you'll reel me in.
And the other people saying that this introduces kids to baseball, this introduces kids to a 12-minute baseball game. When they actually go to the real game and it's 3.5 hours right. And David Price is taking 20 minutes between pitches, they're not going to have the same sort of feeling about it.
I mean, I suppose to drive all the... I mean, were there families that drove all the way in from the suburbs and then got to only see 12 minutes of baseball?
I doubt it. They probably a lot of these local, YMCAs or Boys and Girls Clubs packed a bunch of buses with kids.
Yeah, and like took, the camps and stuff.
Yeah,
like
took
that,
them down to the field. What if the game actually did be one of these games where it went like 7 or 8 innings? Would they still be writing a glowing thing in the Globe of Power?
Bang for your buck. You got 7 innings for a dollar. They'd be saying it was unbelievable.
You're right.
I don't know. The people get miserable about everything. I think it was a nice thing that the Red Sox did.
I mean, it was a good game.
And I get it. I'm going to be called a Red Sox mouthpiece and an apologist. And I get it.
Oh, but we all know you're in bed with, what's the program director here, Sam Kennedy?
Sam Kennedy, yeah. So. No, he tells me, he texts me during the show. And
make
tells
sure you say
tells,
something good about tell, the 12-minute game.
Yeah, that's what he said. He gave me some talking points this morning on the 12-minute game.
6 pages worth.
And he told you to give out the number a couple more times.
I don't know. I mean,
stupid.
Listen, it's not. I mean, you have to do it. So it's not. It's not.
You don't necessarily have to do it. The game. They could have did it at the end of the year, right? Well, the game means nothing. The Red Sox are out of it. I believe Kansas City's well out of it too, right? So when you have this game, what's the purpose of this?
Well, if Ken were here, he would tell you that the Red Sox are not. They're not out of it.
Still hitching his wagon to that one.
I mean, I don't know. I heard Glenn yesterday afternoon saying how ridiculous it was too. So I guess that may be a prevailing opinion.
It was fine. I mean, it was just the overreaction to it. We can never let anything just be like it was fine. It has to be the greatest thing. It has to be nostalgic and it brings back days of old and all this stuff. No, it was a 12-minute game. It was fine. The Red Sox have been pathetically underperforming all year, and let's go on to the next game.
You don't remember when they played 12-minute games back in the 40s?
Well, no,
that's the nostalgia.
Ordway broadcasted those.
They used to play 3 games in a row. Mm-hmm. Let's play 2. Nice. That's what they said back in the old days, Wiggy. Let's play 2.
Well, the big thing yesterday was like the kids running on the field and how that
But
you could do that anytime. Like you could like just say on the day off, hey, kids in the public are welcome to come run on around the bases.
Well, they do that. I mean, they do like a...
Yeah,
a
at the ends of homestands on Sunday afternoon
right.
sometimes.
So, I mean, it's not like this is something new that we need to... I'm with Curtis on this one. It's like, all right, let's move on. The Red Sox stink.
It's a bunch of negative people. I mean, really, you're so negative.
Well, it's 7.5 games out of the second wild card spot and you're doing a victory lap on a 12-minute game. Like I said, that was the only good thing about it was 12 minutes. If they could make all their games like that, you probably get more people.
Well, on the field, Wally waved and the Red Sox flag shimmying his hips. It was a wonderful day.
What was he shimmying?
Can you imagine a grown man typing that? Shimmied his hips.
What was he shimmying to? That's what I want to know.
Oh, I'm sure it was Tessie.
It had to be Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline, yes. Yeah. Hello, Joe.
Hey, kid. LB. Wiggy.
Hey, what up?
Don't you think that maybe they have to complete the entire season again, Kyle. You put any thought into anything.
They could have did it at the end of the year.
LB would never put any thought into anything, and he could at least make an argument for it. You are terrible.
Why couldn't they have done it at the end of the year, Joe, why couldn't they do it at the end of the year?
All I'm saying is what
you didn't answer my question. I said, why couldn't they do it at the end? You didn't answer my question. I said, why can't they do it at the end of the year? They're doing it on a Red Sox travel game, travel day. Kansas City is on a trip to wherever they're going. They have to now stop in Boston for however many innings. It ends up being 12 minutes. You could have easily done this at the end of the year when both teams really had, they were done with their seasons.
Yeah. Was the white-haired lady from Game of Thrones there, Curtis?
Yes, she was. Yeah, she was the first pitch.
Oh, what was her name?
All right. Yeah, the white-haired lady from Game of Thrones that you referenced earlier.
But I've never seen Game of Thrones, but I heard people talking about it. At least things happen and you go, oh, I can't believe that they made whatever the lady with the white hair's character name is, they did this with her, or the king got killed or something like that. When you do that, you might be looking for different things, but at least you ended the show.
Mother of Dragons.
That's her name?
Wiggy.
Her name in the show, Mother of Dragons?
Mother of Dragons.
Oh, okay. All I know is she had a bunch of sex pots in the movie.
Daenerys, mm-hmm. also.
Is that what her name is? Yes, okay. Yes, the white haired lady. Does she have white hair?
She does. Yeah, okay, absolutely. Well, you were right about that.
If you don't know her name, that's how you would reference her.
If you don't know, now you know.
What a review.
This is Paul from Quincy. Yes, Paul.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What's up, Paul?
Hey, listen, you guys aren't really talking about this, but it's a question I've been wanting to ask for a while, and different, people have been having conversations around it. Is there anybody else that thinks there's too many home runs in baseball? That they have, there was a time where, a home run could change the momentum of a game, and now it seems like a home run is walk, single, home run. Out, walk, double, home run. And I haven't actually checked the math to back this up, but I think somebody was mentioning not too long ago, it's like, how many 30 home run hitters or 40 home run hitters are there in today's game as opposed to even 30 years ago?
Well, Berman and Joe were talking about the 2019 balls in the game the other night. I mean, I think everybody realizes that the ball is,
but don't
the,
you want that
is,
like
the ball is juiced.
What when baseball was kind of at the height of its time?
Maguire, Sosa,
Barry Bonds. It was the home run era. Don't people want to go to games and see home runs?
Not the purists.
Not a million, three on one side. Like I said, there was a time where Greg, if I may quote the great Ty Cobb.
Yes.
He was still playing the game when Babe Ruth came into the game, and there was a story that said Ty Cobb said to Babe Ruth, anybody can do that. Noted racist Ty Cobb once said, anybody can do that, Babe, and he hit the ball out of the park. But I love the home run as much as anybody else. It just seems like it's lost its significance.
It does give Wally an opportunity to shimmy, though.
Oh, baby, does he shimmy after a home run?
He's shimmying left and right.
And the Red Sox, I think, are listening because they literally just tweeted, one last big shout-out to everyone that joined us at Fenway yesterday. Hope you had as much fun shimmying as we did.
Isn't that what the program director's supposed to do?
Yes, that's what's going on. Sam Kennedy is listening over there in the office, and he's operating the Twitter feed.
Unbelievable.
All right, we will be right back.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, there was...
Of course, you know that's Dale Arnold's walk-up song when he's coming in for the crossover.
And when I come to bat at Fenway.
Yeah, Nipsey Hussle.
What are you laughing at?
The visual is fantastic, Dale. I love it. You're just strutting up to the plate.
Oh, yeah.
I can see Dale listening to Nip. I can see that.
Yeah, yes. you and Dale cruising around listening to a little Nipsey Hussle.
You know.
Uh-huh.
On our way to Nantasket. Letting her rip.
Nantasket Beach.
What I hear you say yesterday about, you were talking about Patrick Chung. about, you know, when he wants to give it a rip or whatever.
A couple of rippers. You know what a rip is. I don't act like you don't know.
I was trying to pretend I didn't know those terms.
Well.
And I heard you earlier this morning suggest that much of Wiggy's verbal diarrhea could be as a result of that stuff.
Yes.
He gets on a roll over here.
He seems to be very familiar with some of these...
The
cocaine-related terms.
Yes, well, you know what? It's all about the yayo.
It is? Yeah.
That's what they say.
Cocaina.
Listen to us like we got a clue.
Did you...
We're so white, Dan.
I mean, are you...
So white, I'm clear.
Wow. We can do white jokes now?
Oh, yeah, please.
You did Have earlier.
Nothing wrong with it. My mama's white.
You hear these guys whining about the Red Sox game yesterday and about what a waste of time it was. And weigh in on that.
I guess you could have theoretically postponed it till the day after the regular season, that if necessary thing, and then say, well, it isn't necessary. Neither team needs it. You could have done that. I kind of like what they did, to tell you the truth. Gordon Eads has got a number that I saw he tweeted out earlier today. They had 16,144 fans at Fenway yesterday. Since Sunday, there have been over a dozen games in Major League Baseball that had less than that. Regular games.
Wow. Yeah.
Plain old ordinary games.
Yeah.
They had 16,000 whatever seats sold. 10,000 kids who all got in for free. But obviously came in with their moms and dads. They sold 11,000 $1 hot dogs. How can that be a bad thing for Major League Baseball or the Red Sox to get all those kids in there, even if it's for a short period of time? By the way, 4,000 of the kids, after the game was over, ran the bases.
Yeah.
How is that a bad thing?
I think it's a really cool thing.
I would say the bad thing is that there was a dozen Major League Baseball games at less than 16,000.
That's my point. Not Boston, but there are other places.
You think those kids would still be interested if the game went 7-8 innings? I think they'd be like...
No, it worked out great from that perspective.
Yeah, see, I think that helped it more than anything. It only lasted 12
months. Rich now wants to have one game a month where you just start in the 10th inning.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm on
board
with
that. I think it's great.
Give that a whirl. Yeah.
I'd say more than one. I think you could do maybe four
of them.
No, not all of them, but four or five.
My fix is you just start with a full count. Like everybody gets up. Everybody gets up there in the... I mean, how exciting would that be?
If you believe in Keefspiracies, and I kind of do.
Yeah.
That's what we call them on our show, our Keefspiracy. I think the Royals wanted to throw the game. I think the position players basically said to the pitcher, this thing is ending quick. We're going to get back on the damn plane and go to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Let's not be up there working counts and stuff. Throw four fast ones down the middle and let's get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was weird that nobody from the media flew to town and covered the game for those guys.
Why would you?
Right. Well, why not, though? I mean,
they're like 50 games under 500.
Well, yeah.
It turns out, it was going to be a 12-minute game. Now, I'd have gone to Cleveland, too, if I were
there. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, what are you guys talking about today?
All over the place. A lot of Patriots preseason from last night. We've got a bunch of stuff that, because of the week that we've had here, you know, obviously with the Jimmy Fund and being at Gillette on Monday, there are a bunch of stuff we didn't get to this week. And so this is kind of a clearinghouse day for us. We got a bunch of stuff to get to.
Kind of like a buffet kind of thing.
More or less. And by the way, you had Ken on from Dropkick Murphys. What a cool thing that was.
Did you watch it?
Yes. We were sitting in the office. I was watching the video.
Did you cry? I mean,
you got no heart.
You hit right in the field, Dale.
And I even liked the shark on the hand and everything. I thought the whole thing was really cool.
It was great. All right. Well, Dale and Keith next. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at weei.com or on the radio.com app. We're back Monday with Tom Brady and
Fake Take.
Fake Take will be back after his trip to Pittsburgh. Wiggy, thank you.
Not a problem.
Great job today. We'll see what Nick has to say about your performance when he gets back
that
in here.
That should be funny.
I think you need to work on a Nick impression. So since he does you.
All I got to do is just basically stage all of my my comments. one liners.
Your zingers.
My zingers. Zingers. Brady's back.
Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday.
Coming up next.
next. It's Dale and Keith on the exclusive home for Red Sox baseball, WEEI.
Want to take more of your fit? You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.